Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't play particularly well tonight, so I was disappointed with the performance as well as the result. But, you know, sometimes even if you're not playing particularly well, you get your noses in front, you need to hang on to it, and obviously we couldn't do that tonight.
The equalising goal was strange, to say the least.
Yeah, it was. It was obviously a mistake from Marcus, but he's been absolutely fantastic for us all season. So, you know, a goalkeepers, these things happen from time to time. You know, he won't let it affect him. Certainly, he's a real strong character and an excellent keeper.
And finally, from me, I mean, push on now. I guess the playoffs has to be, or trying to get to the playoffs has to be your aim.
Well, yeah, you know, I think everyone, as soon as they get knocked out of the cup, they will focus on the league now. So I'm going to keep that going, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, you said you're disappointed, but was that a fair result on the whole? Do you think perhaps you deserved a little bit more?
No, probably not really, the way we played tonight. I think, you know, I was disappointed with the performance as well as the result. We didn't, you know, I couldn't say we did enough to win the game, certainly.
The fans certainly didn't seem pleased with the referee at full time. What was your take? I mean, there was kind of three incidents, really. The first one being your penalty plea.
Yeah, I thought the referee got a few things wrong tonight, but then I thought, you know, a few of us got things wrong tonight as well. So it's one of those things. It's disappointing all round. Yeah.
It was an unfortunate moment for Marcus Bettinelli, but it seemed there were a lot of players that sort of went to him after that and offered their support.
Yeah, well, he's been excellent for us this season. He's a very popular character in the changing room, a real good lad. You know, he'll be disappointed with that, but he'll bounce back from that without a doubt.
Sunderland certainly did hog the shots and certainly the corners in this game. So defensively, you must be fairly pleased with that on the whole?
Well, to an extent, I thought we were conceding too many shots, allowing them not getting up to the ball quick enough and allowing them to get too many shots away, which was the second goal. You know, we need to get out and engage players a lot quicker outside of our penalty box rather than letting them, you know, backing off and letting them get into the box. And, you know, the lad took the goal very, very well, but he should have been engaged, in my opinion, far higher up the pitch.
You often say you're very fond of the youngsters in your team. Patrick Roberts did get on again tonight, but there are a lot of calls, especially from the fans around us, that perhaps he could have got on a bit earlier. I mean, are you still pleased with the decisions you made and when you made them?
Yeah, I've got no problems with the decisions that were made tonight. You know, we were obviously very much in the game till they got, you know, even the first goal obviously that we conceded, I still felt we were very much in it, and you know, was sort of expecting it to go to extra time, and then we're going to get utilise the legs we had on the bench, but obviously it didn't quite pan out that way.
You did soak up a lot of pressure, especially tonight, but across both games against a Premiership side. How much confidence did that give you going back into the league games?
Yeah, well, the first game, certainly, I felt, you know, we more than matched them in the first game. Tonight, I thought they were the better side. But, you know, let's say we did soak up pressure tonight at times, but we didn't play anything like as well as we did in the first game, or even as well as we did on Saturday when we lost to Blackburn. You know, I was a lot happier with that performance on Saturday than I was with tonight's.
Just finally, is there any latest news on Brian Ruiz at all?
No, just waiting to hear now. All the paperwork was done on Friday night, and the FA have sort of confirmed that all our side of things was in on time. So we're just waiting to hear from the Spanish side now and whether FIFA actually sanction it.
When can you expect that, do you know?
No, we're not sure. They've not given us a time frame. Normally, it can take sort of 4 or 5 days for that to be confirmed. We're expecting it to be done, but you know, till it's actually confirmed, you never know.
All right, thanks, Kit. Cheers.
I'm sorry.
It's not what he wants to hear, mate. You don't want to be saying
no,
that.
What he doesn't want to hear is I've just got.